Welcome to School of Miracles. I'm Heather Scavetta. And today we're going to revisit a channel I did almost 10 years ago that recently came to my attention once again. And I just found the information so pertinent to now. And I also noticed reading a channel that, again, is almost 10 years old, how timeless the information is from spirit, that especially when we work with higher beings of light who have this incredible knowledge about life, about us, about what's important, that they come through the channel to share this wisdom to help us out. And the channel that came to my attention also helped a good friend of mine. And I was able to help her or to encourage her through a difficult time that is happening, that she is indeed equipped to give what she needs in that situation. And also, for me, even though I work with spirit a lot, I do need to be reminded of these truths. And it's so special to hear these things from spirit, hear these truths, because it makes us more grounded, more stable in our life, because even when things get chaotic, we can lean back into that foundation. And this is partly what they talk about in this channel. So I'm going to read their words, just the first paragraph, and then we're going to talk about it. So I channel the Pre-Birth Council. This is a group of people on the other side, many different types of people that come together to help us plan our life before we come here, that indeed we have agreed upon the possibilities that we are being born into. And so the Pre-Birth Council, this is what they said. As you move forward in your life, there will be times when you are faced with surprises, with situations that are out of the ordinary, and for a while, you will be disorientated. You will have to regroup and find your bearings once again. Understand that all these situations have been set up ahead of time. Even though you are aware of this as a possibility, you will still be surprised. For indeed, you have forgotten your plan. You have forgotten your arrangement. And so just in that short paragraph, there's so many truths for us to take in, that we will forget the plan, but it doesn't mean that we didn't agree to it before we came. And how all this was set up ahead of time. Nothing is, you know, fly by the seat of your pants. There is a plan at play. And to remind ourselves that we may want to be in control of our life while we're here, which includes controlling other people and other beliefs that really don't serve us. And we can be reminded that there will be surprises. We may feel we know. We may understand that there are signs and synchronicities leading up to events. But they're saying here that you will be faced with surprises, that things will, quote, come out of the blue, and things that are out of the ordinary. And for a while, you're going to be disorientated. You're going to be like, what? What's going on? I don't know what's happening here. So when those things happen in your life, it's not that you've done anything wrong or that you haven't been intuitive enough to see it coming. No. They're saying there will be surprises because those surprises are there for a reason, like everything else. And so moving on to the second paragraph, this is what they said. And so as you move forward in your life, can you accept situations that will startle you? And know that this is a wink from us. These situations are not set up to create more fear. Indeed, they are a way for you to understand situations that come out of the blue can be a blessing in disguise. For you will learn to laugh at them instead of cry, to celebrate instead of mourn. So they are encouraging us not to automatically move to fear when something happens in our life that takes us by surprise, that we can approach it differently. We want to experience a situation fully with all our emotions, but we can also, especially when we want to lean into fear, remind ourselves that perhaps it's a blessing in disguise. Perhaps there's another reason why this happened. And so recently I had a bit of a health scare and I was broadsided by this. I didn't expect it to happen. I was surprised. I was disorientated. I'm like, what's going on? Like literally physically and mentally. Right? So even though when I was having that experience, there was a part of me that understood that something else is happening here, not just the obvious of what people are seeing, what I'm feeling, all that kinds of thing, that there's a treasure in there somewhere. There is a silver lining. There is, as they say, a blessing. Now, when we're going through these surprises or this disorientation that's happening to us, don't expect yourself to understand it while you're going through it. I think it's best just to experience what is happening and take it all in, but don't go down that hole into fear. And to know that perhaps in the future, you're going to be able to look back at that experience and see what you can see into it as a blessing. Because again, we tend to be very self-centered in our life, that it's all about us. In some ways it is, because it is our journey. But even when surprises happen in our life, sometimes it's not for us. Sometimes it's for the people around us, that they learn, they see, they experience. And so, yes, we're a part of that experience. And so even if you can't see into the blessing, just know that it's there, that something happened that was good through all that. Even if it was just to reinforce that you're okay, that these things happen and there's nothing that you did that was, quote, wrong, that these happen. I'm going to move on to another paragraph. And this is what they said. Anytime you witness another being broadsided by life, you can be there to comfort them, to reassure them that all is as it should be. So often we see those that suffer needlessly, that they resist life and they resist love. You can offer your love anytime you wish. There will always be a huge reservoir of this energy. It will never run out because there will always be ones like you who will always give it away without reservations. This is something that you can do in all situations. Never think you have been abandoned or left alone by yourself, for we are there facilitating this energy, allowing you to recognize the power within. Indeed, we talked about the power of love. This is the only true power there is. And so can you, the next time life surprises you, respond with love instead of fear. This will do much to evolve your soul and everyone else's. So what they're saying here is, we can't change situations when we see another going through something traumatic. What do we have? We have love to give. And they're saying that is the power. And so when other people are going through things, you can recognize that power within you by loving them, by comforting them. So you can see that sometimes when other people or ourselves go through something difficult, it can help the people around them to learn this. That what can you do? You can give of yourself. You can give your love to the other person. And how you express that love is up to you. Because each person is unique. Each person will do it differently. And so how you love them, how you comfort them, what you do, what you don't, what you say, what you don't, it's all you. It's all up to you how you do that. And no two people will do it exactly the same. So when you see somebody else going through something difficult, don't feel helpless. Know that you can do something, that you can give that love that you have. And there's such a big reservoir there of love that you'll never run out. You'll never say, I only have so much love to give. No, it works like the more you give it, the more you have. And the more you understand you have it, the more you want to give it away. And so it's kind of like this cycle that happens, that it just keeps increasing. And so don't be fearful of giving too much. So what we need to recognize in these situations is our perception. And we need to learn not to label things good and bad. They just are. Life is actually neutral. You bring meaning to situations by your own perception. So again, how you look at things, what's in your past that you bring forward into a situation, all that is very unique to the person. And that's why two people will go through the exact same situation and see it totally differently. Because there's so many ways that our perception can be influenced. And so another thing that we're practicing through these situations is not to do that, not to label it bad or good, and to accept it the way it is, and try not to bring our own meaning into the situation. It's best to keep an open mind and say, I don't know. I don't know what this is all about. Instead of thinking we do. Because when you think you know, it's like things are closed down, right? We can know that there's a blessing in there, but we don't know what it is, and we don't know the true meaning of the situation yet. And that's what's fun about looking at these things later on. And realizing what it brought, if we can. Not always. So another truth that they reinforced is that each moment is perfection. That again, it may not be our mortal life that wants this or doesn't want it. That's kind of besides the point. The whole thing fits together to bring about God's will. And this is difficult for people to understand because it feels very threatening sometimes, feels very personal. But we're all in this together. And no one goes through this life without being touched in difficult ways. So if we can pull ourselves back from situations and just say, you know what? At some level, this is perfection. And I think what it does is it helps alleviate our fear and build our trust and build our faith that somehow it all fits together and it all makes sense. So as we look at our life, try not to label things good and bad. And because we don't know the whole story. They say that all has a hidden purpose, a hidden meaning. Hidden, they use the word hidden. So even though we want to know everything. I'm very curious. I want to know. There's something hidden about the whole plan. And that's why we have to keep an open mind and say more often than not, we don't know. We don't know what it is. Another thing they talk about is as we look at situations, we want to put our own meaning on it. That's natural. But we bring our story of who we think we are and our past with us wherever we go. And that clouds what's really happening. Because again, that's a major filter that people have. So we have to have the courage to let go of our story, to try not to bring that forward into every situation, because that story is probably not accurate. It's the way we see it. It's the meaning we bring to things. And so recognize what your story might be. For some people, they see through a filter of where, well, I was traumatized. That's a story. It doesn't mean that you weren't traumatized. It's just that that story goes with you wherever you go, and you tend to see life through that lens. And so if you have a story like that, if you can, even temporarily, set that up on the shelf and to see and to recognize that. And something else that they said was that all suffering ceases when we choose it to cease. I thought that was profound. That we can continue our suffering endlessly, again, because of the story. Or we can understand that at some point in our life, maybe today, maybe a year from now, whenever, that we may be able to make a different choice and choose not to suffer anymore. That all is coming together in its perfection, and we don't need to hang on to things. We don't need to hang on to the suffering of things. So once again, they say all suffering ceases when you choose it to cease. And think about the people in your life that won't let go of suffering. That they wear it like a badge of honor. They wear it like a purpose in their life. I don't feel that Spirit wants us to do that, to suffer. Instead, they want us to find joy again, even if we had lost it at some point. And so know that we can make different choices. We can actually come to an understanding that, no, I'm not going to suffer anymore. It's not happening. I'm not going to do it. And again, it's not a straight linear path. Sometimes situations will throw us back into that feeling of suffering. But when we recognize that it's happening, then we can make a different choice and go, no, I'm not going there. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to choose differently. They also say, do not resist what is, which is allowing life to be what it is. It may not be what we want or what we wish for, but it is what it is. Because every time we resist life, we suffer. So learn to accept what is happening. And know that you can reach out to Spirit at any time with your heart, with your mind, with a thought, and ask them to come and help you through this. Maybe it's a situation that's happening right now. in this moment, ask them to come and help. And not only do you give them permission to help you, you reinforce that truth to yourself that indeed you are not alone in this. We are never alone. It's just that forgetfulness that happens when we're born, that we forget we have this great power within us, around us, to utilize. So I hope this helps. And if you're not going through anything yourself, perhaps understand a little bit better those around you. And know that you always have the power to help in those situations by giving your love, however you want to do that. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to have you join me next time.